Hey everyone, just recorded an episode on a topic that many people are interested in, which is the caffeine in coffee and how does it affect calcium absorption and bone density over time. I think you'll find this really interesting because although calcium absorption is definitely impacted by caffeine intake, there are some other things that probably are even more important. And this, you know, depending on what you're doing in your diet and otherwise, maybe the coffee consumption is not a big deal for you. Anyway, check out the episode. I think you'll find it very interesting and you'll come up with the right approach for you and your bone health. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Nature City Podcast. I'm your host, Carl Pradelli. I'm also the CEO and co-founder of the company, having started Nature City over 20 years ago with my wife, Beth. And since then, it's been our pleasure to serve over 500,000 Americans by offering them the best supplements we can make. Today, we're going to be discussing caffeine and the effect it has on your body's ability to absorb and retain calcium, and over time, how this may affect your bone health. Sometimes we hear from clients who are struggling with bone density, and it's been suggested to them that they cut back on coffee or give it up altogether, which can be tough for people, you know, especially those who are coffee lovers. The concern with coffee is the caffeine. As you may know, a single 8-ounce cup of coffee contains about 100 milligrams of caffeine, and caffeine does interfere with your body's ability to absorb and retain some of the calcium you eat or you take from supplements each day. Now, one of the ways caffeine interferes with calcium absorption is by affecting vitamin D, which plays a role in helping the gut absorb calcium. Calcium interferes with vitamin D's ability to bind to certain receptors, which can affect calcium absorption. Caffeine also increases how much calcium the kidneys eliminate in urine. The more caffeine you drink or ingest, the more calcium is going to end up in being excreted in urine. A study published in 2021 by Australian researchers found that ingesting large doses of caffeine, in this case it was 800 milligrams over 6 hours, which is a whopping amount, resulted in a 77% increase in the amount of calcium in urine. Now, a few comments on the study. Yes, it does confirm that the more calcium you ingest, the more calcium you'll likely excrete in urine. However, as I mentioned, 800 milligrams of caffeine is equivalent, to 8 ounces of eight cups of coffee, which is just a large amount, especially in a 6-hour time period. I think they were trying to replicate, a work day and how much, I guess, maybe caffeine people might take to, I guess, help them stay awake and alert at work. But regardless, a lot of caffeine. So hopefully you're not drinking that much in a day, let alone a 6-hour period. Not only may that be bad for your bones, but it's probably going to be hurting your sleep quality and also have a negative effect on your cardiovascular health and other parts of your body. Now, the other thing about this study was the caffeine was taken using chewing gum, not by drinking coffee. In coffee, the caffeine is surrounded by many other nutrients like polyphenols and flavonoids, and there's a good chance the caffeine will be metabolized differently in your body compared to caffeine added to chewing gum. Plus, the caffeine chewing gum is likely to be absorbed a little differently in your body, when you're chewing it in your mouth versus drinking it. Instead of all the caffeine going through the stomach and gut, some of the caffeine in the gum will be absorbed right through the bloodstream, through the buccal cells. I always get that mixed up, buccal versus buccal, but it is buccal. The buccal cells that really are inside, your cheeks and lips in your mouth. And the caffeine, when it gets absorbed that way, can go right into your bloodstream. So I'm not sure the way this study was done is completely analogous to drinking coffee. And as mentioned, 800 milligrams of caffeine is a whopping amount. But the research does confirm what other work has found, which is greater caffeine intake will result in more caffeine being excreted in urine. Now, you may be saying, this really stinks. I love my morning coffee. I hate to give it up. Well, we know caffeine can result in less calcium being retained in the body. But will this have a meaningful impact on your bone health in your bone density and bone health over time? Now, the research trying to answer this question is, frankly, all over the place. There's some studies that found, yes, coffee consumption can have a negative effect on bone health over time. There's a fair number of studies saying, you know, they found there was no significant effect from drinking coffee or caffeine intake, or the results were inconclusive. And there's even a couple of studies that found modest amounts of coffee consumption, now we're talking about one or two cups a day, may even be beneficial for bone health. So I think as you try to figure out what's the right answer for you, you should take a broader, more holistic approach and, you know, just take a more broader view of everything else you're doing. For example, is your morning coffee or tea the only caffeine you're getting? Or are you drinking caffeinated sodas or energy drinks also? Soda contains a lot of stuff bad for bones beyond caffeine, and that'd be something I'd seek to eliminate first. Are you watching your salt intake? Salt, especially table salt, can be even worse for calcium absorption and retention in the body than caffeine. Another challenge for caffeine absorption are compounds in certain foods called phytates or phytic acid. This is why we recommend taking our True OsteoBone supplement, which contains, among other things, plant calcium. It's why we recommend taking those supplements after meals that aren't high in phytates whenever possible. Now, some food types, in case you're not familiar, phytates that are relatively high in these phytates are legumes such as beans, nuts, seeds, unrefined grains, and you know some of the tuber vegetables like potatoes, beets. I'm leaving one out. Carrots, parsnips. Those also contain phytic acid or phytates. Now, the phytic acid in these foods can be reduced when they're cooked, pickled, or fermented, which will, again, help with the calcium absorption by reducing interference from these nutrients, or anti-nutrients, as some people call them. So there can be a lot of dietary factors that affect calcium absorption and bone health beyond your morning coffee. Now, if you're after your morning coffee, you're drinking soda, eating a lot of salt, and foods with phytates, then yes, you're making it very challenging on your body to maintain strong, healthy bones over time. Now, I also should point out, when we discussed that Australian study that found 800 milligrams of caffeine a day resulted in a 77% increase in calcium excretion through urine, some other research has suggested that a single cup of coffee may only increase calcium in urine by around 5 to 6 milligrams, which is a relatively modest amount. So to figure out what's best for you, I definitely suggest talking with your doctor who knows your personal health best. You know, hopefully what we discussed here helps you in that discussion to come up with a reasonable approach for you. Also, I strongly recommend checking out our plant-based bone health supplements, True Osteo and True Osteo Plus. Among the ingredients is organic plant calcium and magnesium. Now, most supplements contain calcium from rocks and not plants, which is why they typically only help you slow down bone density loss, not increase it. With the plant calcium in our True Osteo products, you can actually increase bone density, not just slow down the loss of your bone density, which is a big, big difference. Plus, True Osteo and True Osteo Plus contain many other important nutrients for healthy bones. You can find both these products at natureseed.com, learn a lot more about them. And of course, we're always available to help you if you have questions. So that's it for this week's episode. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel to see future episodes. You can also hear us on your favorite streaming services. We're on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. And you can also go to natureseed.com. In addition to checking out True Osteo and True Osteo Plus, sign up for our email list. You know, each week you'll be alerted when a new podcast drops so you can stay in touch with the most important things in not only supplements, but wellness in general. So this is Carl Pardelli, and I will see you next week.